There are many staple watering holes in the area that have survived the test of time. Rogers Rack and George's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville have both gone through some changes, but they're still there. And Chelsea's in Eureka Springs is a place you can always count on. Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville is one of those places. It's been around for over 60 years. Opened in 1950 by Maxine, it didn't move to its current location on Block Street until the 1960s, but that's still quite a while. When Maxine passed away in 2006, her family took over the business, but a fire in 2007 put them back a bit. On April Fool's Day, Monday, Maxine's will reopen once again. It's undergone a bit of a facelift, and a new management team is in place, but residents and patrons rest assured that it will maintain its historical charm. Local small business owner Hannah Withers is one of four who are remodeling and reopening Maxine's.
It's tricky to sort of try and revitalize a place that has so many stories and legends. I mean, Maxine was a Fayetteville icon, and everybody has a story about her. She was in this bar for 60 years, sitting in her stool from open to close every day that it was here, and she was a character. She was cantankerous. And
Andrea Foran is just one of many that has memories of this place. Maxine was her great aunt.
Growing up, if you wanted to see Maxine, we didn't go to her house. We went to the tap room. I mean, I remember going there when I was 4 years old playing the ding ding, and Maxine would boot all the frat guys off because the kids had came into play, me and my cousins and stuff. And so, I mean, it's just always, you know, it was different back then, though, too, with kids being in bars and everything. But I just always grew up going in there, and it's just always been a part of not only my life, but my whole family's life.
Though Maxine's will remain in the family, the name, business, and building have been leased to Hannah, her husband Ben, and longtime friends and fellow small business owners, Rebecca and Matt Champagne. Rebecca has a few memories of her own.
Sure I do. I don't know if I want to share them. I moved to Fayetteville when I was 21, so that was prime, you know, having a beer at Maxine's age. And this was a favorite of some friends of mine back in the day. But I remember it always being really smoky, and so I always remember I would come in for a PBR and have about enough. So the fact that it's non-smoking now, I'm actually pretty excited about it. I think that I personally would spend more time in here.
No worries for smokers. They plan to build a back porch in the coming weeks for smokers and non alike. Running a business is hard work. Running a lasting business is even harder work. I asked Andrea why she thinks Maxine's has survived for over 60 years.
For so many years, it was her. It was Maxine. I mean, Maxine is what, for years and years, what brought people there. I remember whenever Maxine got kind of sick, you know, down in her later years and stopped being at the bar every night, people literally poked their head in, not see her on her stool, and leave. You know, so for years, it was just Maxine. It was her characters, her personality. It was the atmosphere that was created by her being there. You know, it wasn't somewhere that people could get out of hand or act unruly and it would be tolerated. You know, she had a very, you know, just a way and persona that she wanted the bar to be. And it was that 100% with her there.
She saw something in Hannah, Rebecca, and their team that made her confident that they would carry on the good name of Maxine while maintaining a successful business. They own Little Bread Company and Terra Tots, respectively. Andrea saw their drive and their passion for Block Street.
Anybody that knows Hannah and knows what she has done for Block Street and the businesses on Block Street, her enthusiasm is contagious. I mean, she is so excited, her and Rebecca both, to see their excitement and for them to walk in Maxine's and see potential that I've seen for so many years, but I'm not personally in a position to be able to do those things. For that team of people to come in and see all that potential and have the drive and energy and time to do it was really just what, it's just a good fit for them and it's a good fit for us.
Hannah and her husband Ben like to put on their potential glasses when they go into local businesses that have been around for a while. They look around and dream about what they would do with a place if it was theirs. They did this while cooling off in Maxine's last summer.
So I think at block party last year, Ben and I sat down and he kept saying, "Is that a skylight in the ceiling? Why are they hiding the skylight? I mean, what's underneath all these popcorn ceilings?" And Ben's the dreamer in our relationship. I'm a little bit more of the executor that makes those dreams sort of morph into a reality. But
the popcorn ceilings are gone. The skylight has been opened up, letting in some natural light. The Formica bar has been turned into copper. Rebecca's husband owns Hammer and Chisel and has been doing all the work along with Ben. The bathrooms have new fixtures, wallpaper. But they do intend to maintain the history of the building. Andrea and her family have saved everything over the years and have allowed Hannah and her team access.
And so we have photographs of the original building in 1950. We have pictures of Maxine standing on block with her sister in her pillbox hat and 1950s pearls. And the ding ding machine.
A picture of Maxine's first bartender already hangs on the wall, as does her stool, red vinyl with her name embroidered in black. Maxine's picture hangs on the door of the women's restroom. And a deer head that's been around for decades will hang over a round red booth in a front corner. The ding ding machine is currently under repair, which has been difficult. I didn't know what a ding ding machine was, so I asked Andrea, Maxine's great niece, what it is.
It's such a iconic thing for Maxine. It's because it was always a part. I mean, from 1950 until it was taken out in probably 2006, around in there, it was always in there. Like I said, I remember being 4 years old and playing the ding ding. People who don't know what it is, I mean, it was about a 12-foot bowling alley with a marble-looking miniature bowling ball with actual pins that were in it. The original one that was in there back in the 50s had like some magnetic strips that the ball activated the pins, but these are actual pins on strings. So back for so many years, so many people remember that experience. I mean, I can still hear the sound in my head if I think about it.
A ding ding.
Ding ding, you know. And I mean, you could fit up to six people, and it was just a great thing.
To honor the ding ding machine, there will be a cocktail called the ding ding with champagne, vodka, a sugar cube, and bitters. The bar will serve vintage cocktails, modeled after the time the bar originally opened, including Hannah's own favorite, the Moscow Mule, which will be served in the traditional copper mug. Mixers will be made in-house, and the beers on tap will be primarily local brews, trying to meet the demands of the new community, while paying respect to Maxine. Rebecca says that every change that they've made is with Maxine in mind.
We think, what would Maxine think of these lights? What would she think of this paint? And we really are trying to honor her and her spirit, just like Hannah was saying. She was a tough woman. She was a shrewd and smart woman. And so all the changes that we're making are definitely with her in mind, her memory in mind.
Maxine was a good businesswoman, and they think she would approve of the changes. Rebecca says that the bar needs to transform, just as Fayetteville has. Her Fayetteville has changed. She came young and single, now has a family. When we spoke, she held two-week-old Beatrix in her arms. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to go out, socialize, have a drink.
We wanted something that kind of appeals to people that, like me, were 21 in Fayetteville. We did the Dixon Street scene, we did the music scene, and now here we are a little bit older. Maybe we don't need to be out on Dixon till 2 in the morning, but we still want to have a place where we can go and have a nice fancy drink and not have to necessarily deal with the college crowd on Dixon Street. So to me, I don't know, maybe it's Fayetteville's kind of growing up with the people that are growing up within it. That's just kind of what it feels like.
After the grand opening Monday, April Fool's Day, no joke, Maxine's will be open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m. For more information, search Facebook for Maxine's Tap Room. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
KUAF Spring On Air Fundraiser begins Monday, April 1st, and we're looking for some challenges. This is KUAF Station Manager Rick Stockdale, and you can help us encourage listeners who have never contributed to KUAF before by contacting us today with your challenge grant. Call or email us with your name and the amount of your challenge. Then when the fundraiser starts on April 1st, we'll use your challenge to match the gifts of first-time donors. They'll be doubling their money to KUAF, and you can help us reach our goal of $160,000. If you'd like to make a challenge, call Molly at 575-7259 or email us at kuafinfo@uark.edu. Thanks a lot.